WCHL, like to throw the spotlight on some of the really great nonprofits that do an unbelievable amount of work here in our community. There are dozens and dozens of them, and they do so much. And no better than the Compass Center for Women and Families. And they've got a benefit luncheon coming up that we want to get the word out as well. But I also want to highlight some of the really terrific work that they do on a daily basis. So we're joined here now in the studio by Cordelia Heaney, who's the executive director of the center, and Jill Hare, who is the vice chair of the board and the chair of the event committee that's planning this this fundraiser that's coming up in about a month. Cordelia, Jill, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you. So nice you give us the time.
Absolutely. So, Cordelia, let me start with you. For people who don't know, and I know a lot of our listeners probably do at this point because you do so much terrific work here in the community. For people who don't know, tell us about the Compass Center. What's the history and what are the programs that you offer?
Sure. Well, Compass Center serves about 6,000 people in our community each year, with three main service areas: our self-sufficiency services, which include career and financial coaching and workshops, legal information services, and our information and referral program. The second area is our domestic violence service. We're the state-designated domestic violence service provider for Orange County. So we have a 24-hour hotline, which is 919-929-7122. We offer crisis counseling, court advocacy, support groups, and services for clients regardless of what language they prefer to speak. And then our third major service area is our community education services. So we do teen pregnancy prevention education in Chapel Hill Carborough Schools. We offer teen dating violence prevention in Chapel Hill Carborough Schools. And then we do a variety of community education for businesses and faith-based organizations and others that want to learn more about how to prevent domestic violence in our community.
And none of these issues are, of course, going away anytime soon. But tell us about some of the successes that you've had with these programs and with the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just so exciting to talk with clients and hear about how their lives are different after utilizing our services. And that's one of the things we really wanted to highlight with our Empowering Journeys luncheon this year. So we're working on a video that we're going to premiere at the luncheon that highlights some of the success stories of clients we've worked with. And, you know, their experiences really vary from people who are now going on to graduate school and studying domestic violence and the impact on the workplace, or people who have gone on to be able to be more financially self-sufficient or to have their children feel much safer at home than they did before. And from small successes to really big life-altering successes, it's just amazing to hear each person's unique journey and how, by being empowered by the services that we offer, they were able to chart a course for themselves that really has changed their life.
Speaking with Cordelia Heaney, you just heard her from the Compass Center for Women and Families. And Cordelia, you mentioned the Empowering Journeys Luncheon, which is very slightly less than a month from now on Wednesday, April 18th, 30 days from now, I guess. So over to Jill Hare, who's been organizing that event. Tell us about the luncheon. What's it going to entail? Who's going to be there?
Yeah, very excited to do a new event this year. We were known before for an art show, an evening art show. But this year it's going to be a lunchtime event. It's on April the 18th. It's at the Sheraton Hotel in Chapel Hill. It's at 11:30 till 1 o'clock. And it's the stories of these clients, the stories, the journeys that they have gone through that we want to showcase and be a more mission-focused luncheon, a benefit luncheon. It is a fundraiser. Tickets are $80, and we're hoping to raise more money at the event itself. But I think with our keynote speaker that we're very excited to introduce is Phoebe Judge. And I first heard of her on WUNC, but she started this wonderful podcast, Criminal, an award-winning podcast. And she is someone who is so capable of telling stories about events, the stories behind an event, that I think she is so well suited to our purpose of showing the stories that go behind the programs, the stories behind all the positive, the positive things that happen from all of Compass Center's work. And I think, she's going to be amazing. So if people are interested to listen to Phoebe Judge and hear more about Compass Center work, we'd be delighted. Tickets are on sale now at www.compasscenter.org. And we'd be very excited. 300 people we hope to attend.
And that's going to be at the Sheraton Chapel Hill again, pretty much a month from now, Wednesday, April 18th, from 11:30 to 1 at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. So mark your calendars. CompassCTR.org is the website for the Compass Center if you want more information about tickets, get more information about that event, and get more information about the Compass Center in general. Back to Cordelia Heaney, I want to know, other than attending the luncheon, which obviously we want people to get on the website and get more information and get tickets, what else do you need as far as an organization in terms of support, volunteer work, donations? What can people do if they want to help you out?
It's a great question. Well, one thing folks can do is that we're always looking for volunteers. We work with over 200 volunteers from this community every year, and we could not serve 6,000 people a year without our volunteers. And so if you visit our website, as you said, it's compassctr.org, and click on volunteer opportunities. You can find out about all the different ways that you can volunteer and what fits into your schedule. We're currently in the process of recruiting board members, so if that's something that you're interested in, you can reach out to me at director@compassctr.org and email me to find out more about that. We're always looking for toiletry and diaper donations for our clients. A lot of people don't know that toiletries and home cleaning products and diapers are not included in food stamps. Mm-hmm. So you really can only buy food with food stamps. And so for a lot of people, they're making really difficult decisions about how they pay for, you know, things like deodorant or shampoo that I don't think people should have to decide. And so we're always looking for those kind of donations. And then as part of the kind of follow-up to the luncheon, the day after the luncheon, we're going to be launching a online silent auction that's going to feature art and a beautiful beach house and a beautiful mountain house retreat and some really cool private flights and other interesting things that people can bid on that will help us raise funds that we really need to continue to do the services that we offer in our community. So there, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure, we have lots of ways that you can help Compass Center.
CompassCTR.org is the website. Go there for more information on the center as well as this event, Empowering Journeys, coming up Wednesday, April 18th, 11:30 to 1 at the Sheraton. Jill Hare, last word, anything else that people need to know about the event or the center?
I think we're going to be very respectful of people's time, and I think we're going to offer them something which is engaging and powerful. And I think they're going to feel they can make an impact. And that is, in a community, is so important to feel where you can make an impact and be part of the journey.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about the Me Too movement and how they can engage with us. And I feel like Compass Center is doing the work of Me Too here in Orange County. And so if you want to be a part of making this county represent your values, supporting an organization like Compass Center is a way to do that.
CompassCTR.org is the website. Go there now for more info on volunteering, donating, getting involved, and getting tickets for the Empowering Journeys Luncheon next month, April 18th at the Sheraton. Jill Hare, Cordelia Heaney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.